Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
You guys were in the chat room way before the show started. You guys got your seats early. Good times. And also Philoplat in the building. It's been a while since I've seen Philoplat in the chat room. Glad to see you, pal. Thanks for coming through, everybody. And it's Disorderly Conduct, open lines tonight. Nothing on the agenda, really. It's open lines. You can call in 347-826-7667, and we can chop it up about whatevs. One of the things that I noticed today on the internet, I was away from the internet for a long time, but I was keeping tabs on Twitter. And some shit went down today on the internet. Of course, all of you are aware of Anonymous. And was it a couple of days ago? Some hackers, notably ex-Lulzsec crew, hackers, I suppose, is how you would call them, took down another, or it compromised another government contractor. And the alleged responsible hacker, which was Sabu of the LulzSec fame, was more or less claimed responsibility, and he's since been celebrating this achievement, this latest achievement of his, by promoting his new hip-hop record, I guess. There's some Beast 1333 thing, a track out there. Like, I almost feel like this kid, that he just basically hacks as a way to bring publicity to himself and help promote his crappy hip-hop career. Not impressed with that track, by the way. I'm impressed with the 9,000 emails, over 90,000 emails. I'm impressed with that part. That part was impressive. The hip-hop track, the music, no, not feeling it. Sorry, Subbu, not feeling it. You know who else isn't feeling it? The Jester. The Jester apparently was not feeling it either. I have the fortune of following both parties on the Twitter. And lo and behold, today, Jester outed Sabu. And he created a whole blog for it, The Real Sabu, and broke down how he outed him. So it's out there. And so a lot of folks on Twitter sort of coalesced around Sabu, though, which was interesting. Because this guy, the Jester guy, he's not very popular. He's not a very popular guy out there in the hacker community, at least from what I can tell. I don't know. I mean, I'm new to this whole thing. I'm a new cyber. I was just newly minted a cyber criminal recently, so I'm new to this ball game, kids. I'm still surveying the land here, and so this Jester, who I guess he's more or less this rogue hacker that is notorious for taking down jihadist websites, and now he's also got a boner for the LulzSec crew. And I thought he already doxed the whole LulzSec crew like months ago. But apparently he decided to publish the goods on Sabu today. Which I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, again, I'm new to this whole hacker game thing that's going on. And I don't know. I'm not sure what the rules of engagement are, if there are any rules. Like, I'd like to think that in any scene, if you want to call it that, that there's a certain amount of chivalry involved, you know? But I don't know. I don't know if there's any element of chivalry in this whole hacker community, hacktivist community. But hopefully I and you will be enlightened a little bit more by some phone calls. Let's see if anybody has anything to share here. Let's go to the phone lines. Oh, we got a bunch of callers. Let me see. Let me bring Kishu on first. Kishu, hello.
Hey, baby buns.
Hey, honey.
Oh, I had such a horrible day, Vince. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, let's forget about it. Let's forget about it. Let's forget about that. That's all gone.
I hate it.
What's wrong with the iPhone? I have an iPhone.
Stupid.
I love it.
I have a fucking iPhone. I don't want it. I'm going to go get a fucking...
Oh, I can teach you how to use it. No, you just need to learn how to use it. It's really easy to use.
I'm going to go get the other phone tomorrow. I'm just going to take this one back.
You had an iPhone for one day and you're that dissatisfied? You're just not used to it. Give it a shot.
I don't like it. Okay? It doesn't live up to the hype, you know? I'm just not really an iPhone person.
All right. fine.
What were you talking about? I missed
it's
like
your
the first
Android or whatever. Oh, I was just talking about how Sabu got doxxed today by Jester.
How many times has he been doxxed?
I thought he was already doxxed, but apparently he wasn't fully doxxed.
I think that was probably all a load of shit, but maybe not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's another thing, another element is you start thinking like, wait a second, he's not denying it or whatever. He's, you know, maybe he, God knows. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the last thing I read about on the internet before I went off to service glory holes today.
Awesome. Good times. Oh. We got
right.
some callers, huh? Bring them
yeah,
up.
Let's take some calls. Let's see. We got a blocked caller here. Blocked caller on the air. What's up?
Christina Lulzak Cali, may I take your order?
Aha! Lulzak Cali in the building. What's up, dude?
Not much. I actually read through the Sabu doc, now that you talk about it.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What do you think?
I'm surprised you left that much of a paper trail. I mean, when I started the Lulzak Cali thing, I mean, completely knew everything, basically. And didn't leave much of a trail. I don't think I left any of the trail. I even use a Tor when I go onto Twitter sometimes. But for the most part, I'm not too surprised the docs. I mean, everybody's gone after the head guy. I think Sabu was even the leader. And also, Sabu was doing really well. One of his pieces said, yes, I am Hugo, whatever. The question is, can you stop me? Ooh.
Isn't Hugo weaving the name of the guy who plays the dude in V for Vendetta?
Hugo Davies, I think. Hugo Davies.
It's Hugo something. I'm pretty sure the guy that plays the dude in V for Vendetta his name is Hugo.
Yeah, I mean.
There's another hacker that who's this guy whose last name is Lamo. Lamo, I think his name is. The last name is Lamo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not really, but whatever.
His last name is spelled L-A-M-O, laughing. Wait, no, L-M-A, laughing my ass off. I could have sworn I saw a hacker's name that was like their last name.
I actually know a person in real life whose last name was L-M-A-O. Lamau.
Yeah, Lamau. Yeah, like it'd be like a Vietnamese hacker. The notorious Lamau.
The notorious Lamau. He's Lamauing while he hacks your servers or something like that. I don't know.
Good times. Yeah, so, I think this guy Sabu was just way too goddamn brazen. Like, he was just asking to be caught. I mean, I think he wanted to be. I don't think he really even cared if he ultimately got outed, obviously. Like, anybody who goes out of their way to start a Twitter account, you know, and then start putting out YouTube videos, and this he's, like, trying to release music, and he's signing up for websites, and it's just too many loose ends to keep...
Yeah, he left a lot of loose ends. Like, back when he served with Anonymous, he used the name, Visigod or whatever. And then he used the name Visi when he bought the website that he used for the, like, mirror some of his shit. And then when he was on his IRCs, he was using, said, okay, yeah, this is my site, I'll host it for you. And it really, when I was looking through it, I was like, dude, you should make it easy for them to find you. I probably could have found the paper trail myself, and I'm still learning how to do that.
Way too many variables. Way too many variables. And on top of that, you know, he's just very brazen, just very out there, very flamboyant, very in your face. It's a recipe for disaster, I think.
Completely. I mean, I know how it feels to get doxxed. For him, that's been much worse. I mean, he has been like, holy shit, my life could be over now. But, like, I got doxxed, and there was info on me, like the wrong IP and my OS, and which doesn't help much. And I just had this feeling of, like this moment like swept over me, like, fuck. Like, I left a paper trail. But that was only because they got the IP from the when I signed off of an IRC, which, you know, was a dynamic. It changed, like, the next thing. I connected to the internet. But it was really, it feels like really bad. So he took it pretty well, from what I can tell.
Yeah. And so this pretty much shoots down the theory that Sabu was, somebody had the theory that Sabu was Julian Assange.
Yeah, somebody had the theory. I'm like, I hope not.
Wow.
Because otherwise, Assange.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that Assange has those kind of skills. But I mean, I don't know. Whatever. We can get into the actual skill set later. But that was obviously somebody just kind of being stupid. But that finally was debunked, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever. It is what it is. I got a caller here that's been holding for a little bit. Let's bring this caller on. They're from area code 931. You're on the air, caller.
Hi there, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Who is this and what's on your mind tonight?
Vince, this is Old Brutus of the Chronicle.su, and we
are
the ones responsible for starting that little Julian Assange story.
That's right. I know. I knew I got that from somewhere.
Yeah, I believe you got that from us, Mr. Vince.
Fantastic.
So,
well, hey, man. Yeah, thanks for
About her iPhone there. According to Bradley Manning, I think it took something like 50 intelligence agents and a lot of man hours just to figure out how to tap the iPhone. So she shouldn't feel too bad about that.
Nice. Wait, I thought. Never mind. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. I'm glad you're here. So you wanted to chime in on the whole Sabu getting doxxed today, right?
Yeah, maybe you saw the article that we published up on the website already.
I saw a couple articles. I'm not sure which one you're referring to exactly, but for the new listeners and everybody, tell us about it.
Well, I spoke to Sabu over IRC, and we had a few conversations, and he told me he would give me an interview. Since then, all shit is at the fan, and the IRC networks through which I was speaking to him no longer exist. As a matter of fact, something like 6 out of the 8 IRC networks I've been frequenting no longer exist, and this is all...
Frequenting is in...
The span of about 2 weeks. I'm sorry, what was that?
I think he's cutting loose ends, from what I can tell.
Kind of seems that way, maybe. I know that when Ryan Cleary... Maybe that was his name was taken down. A network may or may not have gone down with him, but this is like a lot of networks. Networks that Sabu was not even connected to. It's just strange. Like the only thing left up, I think, is the Encyclopedia Dramatica people, which I used to frequent. They're completely down, replaced by that shitty internet site. Anyway, I was having these conversations with Sabu. I told him he better have a good-looking face because sooner or later it's going to be attached to a movement. And he said, don't you worry. He thinks I'm pretty handsome. He told me he wants to go out in style wearing a top hat for the media. He figures there'll be cameras there when they drag him out of his home, wherever that may be. He said he's looking at something like half of all the government agencies in the world have warrants out for his arrest. He told me the last conversation I had with him to expect an arrest warrant from Interpol. So he's facing big heat, and I would not be surprised at all if those documents released this morning are not real, and he just happily confirms them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And for all I know, Jester could be part of LulzSec. I mean, there's so many variables and so many possibilities. You just never know. But it makes it for very interesting internet viewing, if that's how you can categorize it. So you were in these IRC chats with Sabu, and he's sort of the one that's been the most outwardly visible, if that's the way you could classify it. Now, are there other folks that are out there that are just kind of like waiting to step in when he's gone, or they're kind of waiting and they're gonna do their thing too? Because I noticed that there's kind of, you know, obviously a you know, a lot of these guys that are out there that are making a name for themselves, are they all planning to go out in the same blaze of glory like this guy is? Because apparently there's like 6 original members, right?
Yeah, that's about right. And I would say that before Sabu became a big name, he had something like maybe 100 or 200 followers. And the official Lulz sect, the Lulz boat,
mm-hmm.
Twitter account had, you know, hundreds of thousands. That being said, I have it on good faith that Sabu may or may not be the person at the front or the back of that line, however you want to see it. As far as that goes, I really shouldn't say much more than that, but it's going to be just sort of a never-ending thing. How far down the rabbit hole do you really want to go?
Yeah, no doubt.
What I mean to say is that there's more to Lulz sect than you see, and especially obviously the anti-sect movement. Just it did exactly what they wanted it to do. Monsanto was hacked this evening. 2,500 employees, personal information all went out. And, you know, maybe Monsanto had that coming, patenting seeds and then suing the farmers when their seeds blew over into their land and, like, was carried on trade winds. Oh, we can sue you now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back at those original 6 members, I would say that 6 is not the right number.
What would be a more accurate number, do you think?
Now, Sabu and I are good friends, and I really can't say any more than that.
That's fine. No,
that.
That's fair. That's fair. You're no problem. I think obviously Sabu is. I think he's accomplished plenty already. Like, if he was to be taken down right now and finish ball game over, he's already inspired, you know, a whole nother wave of, and generation probably of hackers, hacktivists. And the thing that I have a problem with is not with Sabu in general, not in particular, but maybe overall with the sort of hacktivist community at large. Is I like that there's people out there like Sabu that seem to have a cause and a moral fiber to his antics, and obviously he's in it for the entertainment value factor, but at the same time, you know, he's trying to make a point. He's picking targets that he's expressing sort of his ideology through his work. And I think that's good, but that's also dangerous at the same time, because you're going to have kids who just have a completely different ideology and are going to target people thinking that their ideology is the right ideology. And as we know, like there's a lot of copycats out there. There's a lot of impressionable kids out there, because most of these kids are all, in late teens, in their teens and early 20s, and they're very impressionable youth. And a lot of these kids are sort of these default liberals, and a lot of them have these very left-wing ideologies, and it becomes almost like partisan in some ways. And I like to think of this whole anonymous movement in general as being something post-partisan, above politics, bigger than politics, bigger than, you know, all of – bigger than Wall Street, bigger than all, above all of that, you know, because all this stuff out there, this left-wing politics, right-wing politics, it's all, they're just wedge issues, right? These are just little things for us, like abortion is just a wedge issue for you and somebody who disagrees with you on it to put in between you guys coming together and forming a bond. And the thing I'm seeing on some of these kids I can't say that they're anonymous or not. I mean, they're putting, you know, they write anonymous in the title of, you know, they title their Twitter page anonymous, blah, blah, blah. So, but that doesn't mean anybody can fucking do that. And I see a lot of stuff that tends to be more left wing. And I'm not saying I want to see it balanced out with the right wing. I want to see people go above that and realize that if you're supporting the state, you're going to get bad results. And if you're supporting the corporate deities, you're not going to get satisfied either. And it's the crony capitalism, the marriage between the two, that is the problem here. And to me, that transcends whether you're a fucking Zapatista or you're a fucking Tea Partier. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, and it's the same thing. If you're going to go online and you're going to blindly support Anonymous, well, you better be happy with what they're doing.
Yeah.
If you're just going to go on message boards and write, "We are Anonymous, we do not forget, we do not forgive, we are Legion," and so on and so forth, well, you're supporting everything Anonymous is doing, and what are you doing? You're just on here to call me a faggot and a nigger and, fucking trying out some MySQL injection script.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you, man. So tell me a little bit about Chronicle SU. What's up with Chronicle SU? What's your involvement there, and how long has it been around, and what kind of stuff are you guys working on?
Well, the Chronicle.SU started as this really beautiful, puritanical sort of blossoming of values and virtues that I like to call the Elfwax Times. Now, the people that run the Elfwax Times, they're despicable, scum of the earth, bottom-feeding suckerfish. And the things that they're saying about Chronicle.SU just are not true. Let me just say that. Let me just put that right out there. But that being said, the Chronicle.SU, what we do is we take the sort of things that, like, we're not trying to be the Onion Part 2. We sort of look at these modern-day issues, really, with regards to the hacking and stuff, is because a lot of our readers are the people that follow this anonymous shit and everything that's going on. So we kind of take a look at it. We have this distorted worldview, I guess you've already figured out, and maybe some of your listeners have. And we sort of filter reality through the Chronicle.SU film. And what that does is it paints a picture of chemtrails cross-hatching over every sky in America and people underground with tinfoil hats and ham radios and shortwave communications relaying conspiracy theories back and forth to one another in the forest and fucking cabins that smell like BO. That's the Chronicle.SU in a nutshell. And what comes out of that is these sort of...
Sounds like the Huffington Post to me.
Well, we just don't have a really hot bitch in charge. It's the thing.
I know, you need to get a hot bitch in charge of that thing, dude.
So she can run it into the ground?
Get some skanky-ass cougar in charge of that. No, dude, that bitch sold it to AOL. Got some AOL money coming in. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's incredibly... I'll admit something to you, Vince. I've been writing that woman emails telling her I want her to have my babies. And
good,
that's no joke.
Join the club, bro.
I can forward you these emails. I wish it was a joke sometimes, but it's true.
Yeah. I'd bone her too, dude. I don't blame you. She's a shrewd businesswoman, I guess. once she married married some dude, some gay quadrillion, gazillionaire. You know, she then suddenly she became a shrewd businesswoman. Whatever, dude.
To her.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. No, I like what you're doing over there at the Chronicle SU. I'm glad you decided to drop in, and you're welcome here anytime, dude. If you want to, pop in whenever.
That's very cool of you. And while we're at it, I've got to compliment your radio program. This is the only radio program since Coast to Coast AM I've ever even paid attention to.
Yeah. Well, I'm not exactly George Norrie, but I do this late night here on BTR almost every night, and it's just a caller-based show. It's open lines, so whatever you want to talk about, I can shoot the shit about anything, dude. I mean, I'm not just, you know, I'm just starting, just because I've just recently gotten into all this hacker crap because a lot of my listeners and callers, you know, are into it and talk about it. And I've been trolled, you know, and doxxed and hacked and all that shit. And so I've, you know,
I
recently became, you know, became a convicted cyber criminal. So now I'm like, by default, I think I have to be educated on this shit. So it's been a topic, you know, on the show recently, but you know, I can I'll talk about sports, politics, sex.
We talk about
sex a lot. I cannot talk about video games though. So I turn that over.
Well,
I turn that over to LulzSec Cali. Oh yeah, by the
huh?
way, I don't know if you realize we have a LulzSec division out here in California. And my homeboy right here, LulzSec Cali, represents the division here in California.
At your service?
Hi there, LulzSec Cali. It's nice to talk to you, sir.
Nice to talk to you, too. How's it going out there in Tennessee?
As it happens, I'm not in Tennessee. Due to some recent doxing on behalf of Anonymous, I've been forced to live off the grid. I live in Appalachian, Carolina right now.
So clear.
But it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I love
that's
it.
That's where Melissa Hopkins was just at. We have a regular caller on our show, and she's also she hosts her own show on here too. She's one of my regular drunk callers. Like typically every night, it'll happen tonight. Somebody will call in drunk. If you stick around long enough, somebody will call in drunk. And anyway, Melissa Hopkins is one of our regular drunk callers, and she was in Appalachia like a couple of days ago. Yeah, you would have recognized her if you'd seen her. She's just like, she won't shut up, and she's a drunk bitch with dark hair and two, like an eight-year-old and a 14-year-old boy.
What does she do?
She's like a spokeswoman for politicians and lobbyists and shit. Like she used
apparently to. Apparently, she knows some shit that people do not want to get out.
She used to work. She's most famously worked for Tom DeLay of all people. She was Tom DeLay's spokesperson.
It'll be a hard job.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, she's talked about it on. I had a whole show where she just, you know, talked about her whole involvement with him and what he was all about and like how so many people are trying to get pin him down for some shit, and they were trying to get him on all kinds of stuff, and he was so squeaky clean.
Some people like to be called daddy. He likes to be called no, please stop.
Exactly.
There nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so good times. Old Brutus there in the chat room. With who else do we got in here? We got Beach Bum 55, Ben Frazier, Buck Stiles, Cerno, Donald Weber. Hey, Buck Stiles, dude, what's the word with Goofy Bone? Dude, I seriously have not seen that.
Remember, he got arrested?
I heard he got arrested for a bar fight, but you can't, I mean, you get locked up for a bar fight, they let you out in a couple, like, right, a couple of days, or unless I guess nobody could post bail for him, or how's that work? What's up?
Fuck, if he's in Cali, I'll go post bail for him if I have
guys,
to.
You know, I should know I'm a cyber criminal, but I don't because I didn't actually get arrested, so
maybe
I don't even know what that's like.
Maybe he has charges then. Did you ever think about that? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, hey, man, you know, shouts out to you, Goofy Bone, if you're listening out there, bro. You know what Goofy Bone would do though? If he was given his one call in the slammer, you know what he'd probably do? Fucking call Block Talk Radio and just do his show.
Right.
Waste his call on his fucking show.
No, you gotta rock that pretty hard and be like, hey, you know, hey guys, you know, it's Goofy Bone here and I'm in jail, so if anybody's in some such area, please come and help me make bail. Okay, thanks, bye. That's what I would do if I had the show.
Dude.
That popular.
Goofy Bone. All right, hey, let's take a call here. We got somebody calling in on Skype. Looks like GLaDOS 9000. What's up, GLaDOS 9000?
GLaDOS.
Hello? Caller, are you on the air? GLaDOS 9000. Hello, are you there?
GLaDOS. Yeah. GLaDOS.
Noise. Soundboard crap.
Theme music.
Fucking soundboard pieces of shit.
I was going to hope it would be a portal soundboard.
What a silly Negro.
I got some fucking soundboards. You want to hear some soundboards, you asshole?
Nope.
What the fuck? We got to take a break, anyways, man. I'm due for one. What's what? Kishu, you want to hear some of your music? What do you want to hear, honey?
I wish you could upload some new music for me because we listen to the same thing every single show. I don't know, Vince. Just
why don't you
pick
tell
something
me,
random for me.
Why don't you tell me something you want me to upload, and I'll upload it and try to do it before the show's over.
I think right now.
All right, I'm going
to
play, you know what?
I use my phone.
You know what? I'm going to play Erection for you, okay?
No, I don't want to hear that right now. That's
the
a good
faint.
Song. Don't worry.
You like The Faint. This is a great song.
The Faint, but I don't want to hear that. That's like the
about Glass Dance.
Like
that's a good song. That's
like
a good Faint
say,
song.
That is a good song. Yeah, that's a good song.
All right, here it is. Yeah, for Kishu, baby. Join me, 347-826-7667. Let's do that for me.
È possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Finish him.
Down goes Frieza. Down goes Frieza. Down goes Frieza.
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Vince, did you die?
Oh, fuck. Vince, be gone.
Vince is dead.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, my bad. Was I muted that whole time?
30-second dead air.
Was I muted that entire time?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Damn. Oh, well, I'm back. Check this out. Victor Reznov, you're on the air. What's up?
Tell your family.
Holy shit. Volume control, bro. Volume. Hello? All right, fine. We get the point. Jesus Christ.
Good God. Okay, first of all, never put someone on the air when they have the name of someone.
Something 9,000 or over, I should not put on the air, huh?
Yeah, or something. The guy's name was from Call of Duty Black Ops, so he shouldn't be on there either.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. Duly noted. Thank you.
This is where being a gaming journalist comes handy.
Okay. Yeah, kill your family. Great. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Wholesome message.
Good times. Wow. Shouts out to Wild Goose in the chat room. What's up, Wild Goose? The goose is loose. He was in Georgia yesterday. I wonder where he is today. Where are you today? What part of the country? It's like, instead of where's Waldo, it's where's the goose? The goose is loose. He's in the dirty south. You sipping on that Sazerp? That lean? Anyway. Good times. So we were talking about Sabu. And so what do you think is going to happen now? Do you think he's going to keep doing his thing?
Definitely.
Why wouldn't he, you know?
He's gone this far.
I think he'll go until they stop him.
Yeah. And the clock's been ticking on him for a while, so it's just one more chapter, I guess, huh?
He seems to be fully aware that they're closing in on it.
Well, if he noticed anybody watching him, he should probably just, like, book it.
All right. I've got somebody in the peanut gallery here who is trying to correct me, and I think I'm just going to bring him into the show. Why not? Watch out, Jew. We're coming for you. See if he answers.
He's been sending me messages to trust in my BlackBerry.
Hey, what are you talking about, lame-o? How am I being a schmo, dude?
Android phone will dox me.
Lame-o.
My BlackBerry never will.
Lame-o. Oh, the hacker that I was talking about?
Adrian lame-o. He was responsible for turning in Bradley.
That's who it was, lame-o. Yeah, if you rearrange his name, it's laughing my ass off. You just switch the A and the O, the A and the M.
No, I think that was his real name.
He's like a young little like Thai kid, right?
No.
Or Mexican or something, dude. He's.
Lamo was an American or a Brit. I don't think he was.
He's a Colombian.
Okay, okay. A Colombian American. Thank you. I knew he was something. He was Latino. That's what it was.
Oh, you're Latino, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with you? You done talking about that? You still talking about this stuff?
About what stuff?
Well, I sent that note an hour ago. You still talking about this, all this hacking, lulls, and all this other crap?
Well, we were kind of, but we don't have to. What do you want to talk about?
Then I heard you making nice with Kishu. Ooh, and I swear I thought I heard you almost go, oh, did you have a big day? Really, I just tune in for the first time in a week, and I'm already retching in my salad here. It's terrible. I had a nice night tonight. I had a lobster tonight. I had a great meal. I'm sorry, who was that asked who was this asshole?
Oh, that would be...
Joel. That would be who?
Okay, you're on with Lulzek, Cali, and
yeah.
Oh, geez, I already forgot my other friend's name. I know his Twitter handle. What do you want to go by on the air? You just
old
want to
Brutus
go by
would be fine, sir.
Old Brutus. Old Brutus is what you want to go by.
Old who's Brutus the one that wanted to know? Who's the one that said who was the asshole?
I don't know. Was that Lulzek?
Come on now, speak
maybe.
Up.
Either way, you're an asshole, Jew, and you know it. So
it might have
been,
yeah, it's probably Kishu. I don't know. I'll call you an asshole right now.
If it was Kishu, then her voice got incredibly deep quickly.
I have many talents, you know.
I understand, but this is not one of them.
Okay, well, hey.
The angry Jew will open the Venus flytrap and show you the pretty flower inside, the one who wants to know who the asshole is. But why is it that the asshole questioner is so quiet now?
They're in awe of the Jew.
They might be. I could see why.
Who wouldn't
be? The Jew does not make many appearances these days.
This is true. In fact, the only time he makes appearances is when I pull him into the show like this.
Not true. I did call, I think, a week or two ago, but I'm not making a habit of that.
Yeah, that's right. It's good, though. It's good. It's better. Brevity is the key. Let's bring
brevity
on a caller.
Always a
caller. Oh, before I take this caller, guess what, Jew?
What?
I finally got some balls, got some gonads.
And?
Went and checked out Toastmasters.
Oh, cool. And?
I went to two different Toastmasters, both in San Francisco, both down in the Financial District.
Dinner clubs?
No. One was at the Red Cross. It was like in a conference room at the Red Cross. So random.
Right.
And then the other one was at a conference room at a Charles Schwab building.
Why don't you find a dinner one? There are a lot of fun.
Yeah, oh, there's tons of them. But it was the first time I'd ever been to a Toastmasters anywhere, and it was hit and miss. I think the first one I was just not feeling, but the second one there was definitely more going on.
Different clubs have
and,
different.
Oh my god,
gonna...
it's a great way to fucking look for chicks.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, good looking, intelligent chicks.
Yeah.
Toastmasters, go to Toastmasters, guys. You're single, looking, for, and you got a halfway decent IQ. Go do yourself a favor. Join a toy.
Where else can you go on a date with pretty women? That's not really a date, but you're out in a social setting. So if you're not a nose picker or something like that, you got pretty good odds.
Dude, it's so brilliant. I don't know why I didn't think to do this sooner, man. Oh.
I mean, I've been saying it for months.
Oh my god, it's so.
And the meetings are all relatively the same.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Same format.
For me to meet, yeah, exact same format. Sometimes it was just kind of just the things were shifted around, like some things, you know, one group did at the beginning, the other group did at the end. But more or less, it was the same material, same general thing. The only difference is the people, and there was a better group at
right.
The second place I went to. Way better, you know. Just you want to talk about, like, it's just like talk radio. It's just like content. People are just basically vamping for 2 hours and practicing those skills, communication skills. It's fucking awesome, dude. And everybody's got their own little job. Like, I could easily be the I think I could be I could probably do the grammar check, and I could probably do us and O's. There's like somebody during the course of the whole fucking meeting who
you're
all
an offender
their,
of
their
the,
whole their whole job.
Wait a minute. Likes go in there too, so you're an offender of likes.
Yeah, yeah. There's a person during the course of the meeting. Their sole job is to count the ums, ohs, likes, uhs, ahs, all that, all the verbal crutches.
Right.
And they fucking rake people over the coals sometimes too. And it's always like the nicest, sweetest girl in the entire room that has that job, but she just destroys people. She's like, well, Javier, you said 32 times, 48 likes, 22 ahs, and 47.
Listen, I was big in Toastmasters in the 90s, so that word like wasn't used as much as it is today. But I can imagine what that must be like in a Toastmasters meeting now.
Dude, oh my.
Especially somebody coming in new and just.
Oh, and I went to one, and the one I went to was so San Francisco too. It was so San Francisco. It was disgusting. I wanted to puke. The guy that happened to be running it, just flaming homosexual. No biggie. No biggie. No judgments. You know, I live in San Francisco. I choose to live in San Francisco for a reason. You know, to me, it's like less competition. I'm not. You know, I'm encouraging homosexual.
And you know, I never thought of it that way.
But dude, this guy was just so textbook. I was just like, oh my God. And he was
so
like,
heterosexual males have a better chance.
And he was the Toastmaster or whatever the fuck it is. So he came up with the, he's like, what does liberation mean to you? What does liberation mean to you? And he went around the room and
table topics.
Yeah, table topics. And then it got to me, and I was just like, I don't know. When I think of liberation, I think of libertarianism. And that was the best thing. And everybody's just like, okay, whatever. And then, like, when it got back to him, he was just like, when I think of liberation, I think of Lady Gaga. I was like, oh, my God, dude. This is fucking San Francisco. This is disgusting.
Now you see how much fun you can have when you go in there with an ideology.
Oh, I will own that fucking Toastmasters. You watch, dude. They don't even know. They have no clue that Vincent the Bay is hanging out in their fucking Toastmasters.
Well, do it subtly.
Oh, dude, I will subtly just...
You know, go in there and reel them in.
You don't even know, dude. It's
right.
Fucking
reel
awesome.
Them in like cattle and then hit them between the
Oh,
legs.
Dude, they don't even know. I already... I planted the seed with this one chick. She's married, so don't worry, Kishu. But, dude, I'm fucking...
Why would I
wait a second. Kishu's probably up for a threesome, aren't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she's down.
Yeah, I would think that would be all right with that.
But,
anyway, okay, let's take this call here. Wheatley the Supercore, what's up with you, dude? Fucking Hitler shit. I think they're asking. I think they're calling for you, Jew. I think they're calling for you, Jew.
No. I think it's the movie Contact they're playing.
Contact? What with
yeah, it's the blowback from Vega, don't worry.
Oh Jesus Christ! I got you know what's scarier than that Hitler clip is that Larry Summers' face in high definition.
Larry Summers, yeah. What happened to Larry Sanders? I used to love that show.
The Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah.
You mean what's it
with Rip Torn?
Yeah. Well, he's in jail, isn't he?
I don't know. I love Rip Torn. Rip Torn is such a great persona when he acts.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Rip Torn. But the Larry Sanders Show, I think, was one of those brilliant shows. It's sort of like, well, it's almost like a something that was around before Larry David's what's his show? What's Larry David's show, the new one? I'm hoping that he's got a new season coming up, finally.
Yeah, he started a new season.
Yeah.
I think we should go back to talking about Hackers, because the show is just bad.
Oh, please. Hackers is boring. You want? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me make you feel at home.
And it's really the only thing that I'm interested in at the moment.
Kishu,
so.
Kishu, please don't be upset there, baby.
Gary Shandling. I follow Gary Shandling on Twitter, dude. He's on Twitter.
Well, I saw him. He looks like he's
put on a
little bit of
funny
weight.
Guy. He's a funny guy.
Something. He is a funny guy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He's a very funny guy. He's a lot of funny guys. You need more people that are funny.
Oh, hey,
that is one thing.
Hey, I think Hitler's back for you. Hang on, let's put Hitler on real quick. Hey, go ahead, Hitler. You're on with
Joe. If you must.
Damn. This guy's actually got some decent sound for it, to tell you the truth.
I wish I could get a little volume, though.
Oh, that scares me. That voice always scares me. Ooh, it scares the shit out of me.
I kind of felt like killing my family today. I had a bad day.
Aw.
Actually, I packed my car.
Hold on a second. That was what made me almost fall out of my chair. The awe.
Aww.
Now, thank you for reminding me that. Aw,
Kishu. Oh, poor Kishu.
Aw, okay.
Poor little Kishu. Look at her over there. She's so innocent and sweet.
All right, now I have to tell you the story. You
ready? Right. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here's the story. My college roommate is a very influential man, very, very high up in a certain corporation that you're reading about lately. And when he got married, he married a girl from the university that we all went to. And she was a drama queen to beat the band. Well, I remember going up there. This is in New York City. I remember going up there and she came in. She has, you got to understand this, she has clothing that she wears in the subway. Then she takes her pants off in the foyer and puts on a different pair of pants so she can go in the house and not contaminate the house with the subway clothes, okay?
Smart.
And she came in, and she, all right, the socks and everything. So she came in one day, and I think she was complaining about having a bad day, and I actually heard him. I have a different remembering of what he was like, but I actually heard him say, "Oh, honey, that's terrible. You had a bad day." Oh, but I wanted to smack the crap out of him. Look, you should hire somebody who lives near you to come over with a wiffle ball bat anytime you feel the compulsion to use the word "aw."
Okay.
I will chip in. In fact, put on your
and like.
On your
when I say the word "like," too, I hate it. When I listen back to my shows, which I should do more of. I don't really do that much.
I think they're very cute, Vince. I don't think you should be in there.
I have a lot of verb wretches.
It's very cute, but it makes you want to wretch. I think you can avert, you can avoid the ums and the ahs. What you do is go out and get a subscription to gay porn. And then just anytime you use the word "um" and "ah," go view some gay porn. I think you'll fix it quick, right?
I've seen some gay porn that I've awed to before.
We're not talking about lesbian porn. We all like lesbian porn.
No, I'm talking about gay in the
porn. Well, what kind of gay porn do you like?
What kind of gay porn do I like? Gangbang gay porn.
Gangbang? See,
so funny.
You have no idea
so
where it's going.
Yeah, she likes gay bukkake. Gay bukkake is her favorite.
Wow. You have no idea where that question is going to go until you ask it.
It's really, I love it. It's absolutely, I mean, it doesn't turn me on, but I love it because it's absolutely hilarious.
So this is comedy
but
for you.
Female gay
Abbott and Costello is comedy. Now here
I'm
you
a troll and a liar.
You haven't played that in a while. I have a comment.
I got soundboards too. Wheatley, the super core. I got soundboards up the fucking yin yang. Check this out. This is old school. One angry Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, and I bet you don't have any Skype assholes either. How about
that?
That's
a one-eyed fucking Jew. Is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
You know, that brings back memories. I get goosebumps when I hear that now.
Oh, I bet you do. All right, let's see what this.
Here, don't let me what? Fall. I was on a.
Go ahead.
A path here. I have a good movie for you. You may have seen it already, but if you haven't, it just hit one of the independent film channels on Comcast before we bailed off of Comcast as quick as anything. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
A Private Function. That movie ring a bell?
No. Who's in it?
Michael Palin.
I like him.
You'll like this movie. It's very well done. But it doesn't stream on Netflix.
Oh, I quit Netflix today.
Well, you quit them in what way? You quit their streaming or you quit their delivery?
I quit the service.
Why? Oh, wow.
Because they increased it by 60%. And I wasn't renting. I've had one movie out for like 4 months.
I see.
That's $60 down the shithole.
Have they asked for it back?
What?
Have they asked for the movie back?
Not yet. I think I've paid them enough money where they're just like, fuck it, just keep it, dude. It's cool.
I don't think so.
Isn't it like unlimited? You could like have the movies out unlimited amount of time?
Well, yeah, if you want to pay for it every month, it's pretty good. Comes out to be a good deal for them. So you get rid of the streaming part of it, too.
Everything. Done. Never used it.
All right. Go find your artsy-fartsy video rental place, if such a thing even exists anymore, and find yourself a private function. Now, you're the one that told me about that movie with the two Italian brothers as chefs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big night.
You will enjoy a private function. You will laugh your ass off.
All right, I'll look into it. Thanks, dude. I can go to my neighborhood video store and rent
your neighborhood artsy fartsy video store.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they still exist here in San Francisco.
I think our other callers are probably sleeping now.
Okay, you know what? All right, you know, fuck you all. Fuck you all. Fuck you, Netflix. You're gone, baby. See you later, Netflix. See you later, everybody. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back. This is for you, Netflix.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigger who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay, John Brand. Hate is gonna always gonna hate. That's why I mute y'all. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, here we go. God damn it. There we go. John Brand, always gonna hate. John Brand is on timeout. He's in the penalty box now. 2 minutes for hating. Haters always going to hate, kids. Don't hate, just appreciate. Come on now.
Haters going to hate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah, so shouts out to the Jew. Shana Nana, hey, goodbye to Netflix and the Jew. I lost the Jew during that sequence. So if you want to call back in, Jew, you of course, you're welcome. But shouts out to him for letting me pull him in. Anyways, we're back with Lulzsec, Cali.
Hey-o.
Old Brutus.
That's right.
And, of
course, I'm glad
course,
that angry
Kishu.
Jew guy is gone. He was boring.
Yeah, he has that effect on people. But I like him. He's my homie. I have to, every once in a while, I have to just check in with him. And I've been meaning to tell him about my experience at Toastmasters, and I knew only he would appreciate it. And
you know, and that's all well and good. I just don't give a shit about his Netflix account.
No, that was my Netflix account. I got rid of it.
I don't give a shit about anybody's Netflix account.
I know. Well, I'm just telling you whether you care or not that I got rid of it. I said, Shauna, no, no, hey.
No, but he definitely bores the hell out of the show at times. And then he talks about how boring we are when it's just like you and I.
Yeah.
We are kind of boring.
We all have a love-hate relationship with the Jew. It's all good, dude. Let's see. Let's go with Wheatley, the Supercore again. What's up, Wheatley? Pretty badass. Oh, no. Oh, no. It might be a soundboard throwdown. We might have a soundboard throwdown going off right here because we got Wheatley the Supercore on the line right now. I'm going to put him on hold for a second. Hang on, Wheatley. Not only do we have Wheatley the Supercore, we also have another
Wheatley
demigod of the soundboard wizard tree. I'm talking about Warthog 117. What do you got, Warthog 117?
Hey, both of these are video games. You should recognize this one out.
Oh my god! What the hell is this? Can anybody name that soundboard? Wow, that was impressive. Very good. Warthog 117. That was judges. What do you think? How does he score? What do you think on a soundboard scale of 1 to 5? What do you guys say?
I'll give him a 7 just for the Halo name.
All right.
You know,
so
he made some good points during that soundboard, and it really offered some insight into the discussion. I give him a 5.
Very good. All right. So that was a regular Warthog 117 who calls in a lot.
We're
in the middle of the soundboard wars right now. We're going to go back to Wheatley the Supercore, see what he's got for us. Go ahead, Wheatley, you're on.
Portal reference.
Oh my god, what is this?
Who else linked up?
Apology music. Wolf?
Somebody's birthday? Happy birthday. It's not my. Is it anybody's birthday right now?
It's
no.
My mother's birthday.
No, it's. No, I'm sorry. No. Incorrect.
It really is.
What embarrassing.
also meant for playing ethanol.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I didn't even know she was that old. That makes me feel really old.
I'm sorry. Would you? Are you half? Are you asleep right now again, Kishu? Are you? Are we at the point of the show where you've like keeled over? And...
I said it was my mom's birthday. She turned 44.
And oh.
Very old.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, Wheatley, the Supercore's back. What's up, Wheatley? Oh, that's it? Just a buzzing sound?
I think it's cold shoulders.
That's terrible. That's a total fail. Total fail. Yeah, let's just kick him off the board for that. We also have another caller that's been listening on the line from, you know, caller, I see you, and if you want to chime in, just press the number one. And I'll bring you on the show. If not, you can just keep listening. But that's how it works. If you want to,
I have questions for the LulzSec fellow, LulzSec Cali.
Go on.
What do you do for LulzSec?
We haven't done very much at the moment. We're still, you know, kind of working on stuff, you know, honing the skill on practice sites we have set up ourselves. But Well, yeah, not much. I mainly just retweet stuff I can find so far, but you'll see some stuff soon. I'm planning on real life graffiti, since that's what we're good at.
What is your Twitter handle?
What do you think it is, motherfucker? LulzSec Cali.
It's LulzSec Cali, the same handle that he has in the chat room. Same thing.
Why?
This is nothing but boring.
What?
Yeah, it's just all pornography. That must not be right.
John Brand is butthurt. John Brand's butthurt. Censorship much? I can't even fucking talk. Censorship much, Vince, you chinless twat. Whatever, dude. Yeah, you're out of the penalty box now, John Brand. Kishu, are you, what the hell, are you having another conversation over there? Are we interrupting?
Yeah,
what's up?
I'm talking to myself, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just let us know if we're getting in the way.
You're a fucking homo.
All right, let's take another call here. We got Warthog back. What's up, Warthog 117?
There, I thought we were going to talk to a real person.
Yeah, no. We do have a real person now. Let's go to Wild Goose. What's up, Wild Goose?
I'm a real person.
Totally, dude. What's up, Wild Goose?
Cool. I'm enjoying this whole kill your family thing. I think that's a cool troll. I enjoyed it. So thumbs up to whoever came up with that. I enjoy it. Speaking of killing your family, do you guys have a word of the day already? Because I had one prepared.
Go for it. Yeah, take it away. What is it?
Tonight's word of the day. That's kind of it doesn't make any sense, does it? Word of the night, if you will, is munging, which is where you go to a graveyard with a few of your buddies, you dig up a fresh corpse, preferably female, and you have a gangbang. Afterwards, one of them puts their mouth over the vagina, right? And someone jumps onto the stomach, which shoots all the cum and the maggots into that person's mouth. And then they swallow it. The word is munging.
I swallow it.
Yep.
Munging.
Okie dokie, let's take a call, shall we? Conservative mother, you're now on the air. What's going on, conservative mother?
Well, perfect timing.
The hell is that?
And I'm out.
Oh, all right. Later, dude. We have a chance to find the sun. Let's keep on looking
for losers winning. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're only looking for winning soundboards, and that was not one of them. Let's go.
I think they're trying to prove that they're not all a bunch of liberal leftists.
Oh, right. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, hey, I have to give them points for trying. All right. That's okay. That's good. I didn't get the reference, though, of the song, though. Maybe I was supposed to somehow understand that tune. Like, know that tune? I don't know. Did anybody catch that tune? Well, she's back. Let's try her again. Okay. Conservative mother, you're back on. What's up? Wow. This one's pretty bad. Ass. Badass. That's pretty good. I don't know. Is this original? What the fuck is this shit? Wow. Where's she going? Jesus Christ.
Pennsylvania.
We're clear.
No comment.
He's okay. He's in the green room. So anybody who calls in from now on and gives me any kind of friction is going in the green room with conservative mother and has to listen to that shit nonstop. All right. So let's go with Warthog. You're on the air. What's up?
Well, the haters of Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and myself. Since March, you probably have realized the amount of hate Justin Bieber I have been getting.
A couple nights ago, dude.
I have made videos about where I
oldies but goodies. What the fuck, dude?
No. Vince, our show is this has now just gone to cancer level piece soundboards.
I know I'll put him in with what's his name, with conservative mother. All right, let's take this call. Block number. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up,
VICB? Oh, yup. It's Kyoto in the building. What's going on, man?
I'm going to get in on some of the soundboard action.
Yeah.
No?
You don't want to go into the green room with those. Those guys are having like a soundboard-a-thon in the green room right now. Oh, Jesus Christ. Not you. Not you, bro. No. Recognize that tune. What is that? Is that a cover?
That's Putty Putty, man.
Putty Putty. Does that predate Nyan Cat or however you say it?
Some 4chan bullshit.
Dude, don't tell me there isn't a band out there that doesn't like cover these fucking memes. Like, just go around. They just play Rick Ashley songs and that and Nyan Cat and all that. They just, that's all they do. There's got to be a cover band out there that's doing that.
Well, there's about to be.
Vince, who do we have on the line still?
Dude, we have
Dark Alley Reunion.
It's just become a cavalcade of just randomness. It's all over the place.
We have Kyoto. We have Wild Goose.
No, Wild Goose is gone. Wild Goose took off.
Okay. Lulzsec Cali.
Yeah, we have Lulzsec Cali. We have Old Brute from Chronicle, out of Chronicle SU.
Hate Fiend, right? What's your name?
Yeah, that's right.
Twitter.
Yeah, he's Hate Fiend on Twitter.
Most interesting caller of the night. Props to you.
Thank you, Kishu. You're the sexiest caller of the night.
Oh, thank you.
You haven't seen my butthole yet.
Oh, I have it. Can I split your butthole like a deck of cards? I don't think
we're
so.
We're all waiting with bated breath, though. Oh, good times, good times. Kyoto is an old friend of the show. He's just back in from a little hiatus. He was on the high seas, and he's back off vacation and plugging back into the internet. And so, what have you been up to, Kyoto? What have you been finding on the internet?
What have I been finding on the internet?
Yeah, since you've been absent from it for a little while, now you're back. Like, what does it feel like? What's caught your eye?
It's you got to catch up with all the daily favorites on your favorite porn site. You know, that takes up a lot of my day.
I would immediately check to see if there were any new Samantha Ryan solo videos on Triple X Bunker.
That's a great idea, dude. Just a second. I need to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's another one that I like.
I've just been getting caught up with work, you know. You take some time off and come back and fuck. It's like people think you – it's crazy. I mean, is it such an odd thing to just turn off your phone for, like, 9 days? I mean, it's as if you died. Like, I literally got emails from people asking if I was hospitalized or sick. The fuck?
I was gone for like 2 days from Vince's show, and people thought I was dead. It was ridiculous.
Nuts. People are nuts. They've lost the technology.
I drank one night and woke up the next morning, and people were like, "Are you dead?" I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, technology has warped people's perceptions. It's just
But I missed a lot. You know, you miss a few days on Blog Talk Radio, and it's like missing a year.
So, anyways. We were talking earlier, Kyoto, we were talking about Sabu and how he got doxxed by Jester, and that's what primarily what old Brute Brutus was calling in about tonight, and everybody's been kind of chiming in on that. What are your thoughts on all that?
I think that I think smart people don't fucking self-advertise, honestly. You know, the whole point of being anonymous is that you can, you know, you're living a double life, right? I mean, you have an internet life, you have your real life, never between shall meet. And that's the great thing about the internet is you can be 1,000 people. But you know, what the fuck? I mean, it's if you're going to go out there and leave a paper trail like Sabu did, of course you're going to get doxxed. If you're going to, you know, kind of come across the bow at a government.
For some reason, I think that's the point. I think that, you know, I don't know. I'm all about
consumers. Yeah, but listen. There is the self-promotion is the problem, right? You can't be a self-promoting criminal. Right, you can't do that. And if you're engaging in criminal activity, regardless of whether or not you or I happen to think that it's a transitional form of civil disobedience, that it is in fact political, and that much of it should be considered political speech. I also think there's a tradition in computer security, in particular, of releasing vulnerabilities publicly. So, you know, I don't think it's outside of the bounds of, you know, pre-existing activity in terms of internet security. I think that it's, you know, fuck, dude. I think it's great. I think it's great. And if it turns a bunch of people on to, you know, downloading Backtrack and using Metasploit to fucking skiddy up the internet, then I think all the better. And quite honestly, you know, it's really easy. In a weekend, any of you could do anything that was done by Wolfsack. That's the honest truth. That's the honest truth. You don't have to be elite to hack the fuck out of the internet. I mean,
yeah, there's a whole generation of kids out there that are all grown up on video games and computers. And it's just another thing for them to just, like, apply all that to. And it's no thing for these kids to do it. And that's why it's not surprising that a lot of these people end up being, you know, anywhere from like 14 to 30 years old, you know, for the most part.
I think they're, you know, yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, if you're talking about LulzSec and you know, Anonymous,
yeah,
and all
the
that,
people that
I think
all the, yeah, all the people that are, like, trying to be flashy on the internet with the whole Anonymous thing and the LulzSec thing, that's basically where it's at. The people that are fucking really, that we really have to worry about, we're not seeing at all. And that's
the entire point,
that's,
right?
I think that should be the point.
Releasing people's information,
yeah.
You know, the continued PlayStation hacks are saying, listen, and they were explicit about this. We are telling you what we are doing, right? We're releasing this as, you know, as a cautionary tale because people are doing this for profit and obviously not being public about it every fucking day of the week. You know, go hop on a Starbucks Wi-Fi in fucking Manhattan and make yourself some money. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous how easy it is to scam people, public Wi-Fi points, et cetera.
I don't know that LulzSec's intention was to, well, particularly Sabu's. I don't know if you see Topiary. Was one of the six members of LulzSec that you mentioned earlier, Vince. And Topiary was largely responsible for their PR. He's the one who created their Twitter account that had hundreds of thousands of followers. He did a Reddit IMA Ask Me Anything. And in the IRC, Sabu really cut him down for it. He said, why the fuck are you doing Ask Me Anything? That's stupid. Stop it now. And he deleted it and got rid of it. Sabu threatened to go and kill somebody's family. He said, I know where you live, and I'll come and kill your fucking family if you don't stop this right now. It wasn't about the Reddit thing. That was about something else. But I think that there was a line that he drew where self-promotion had to take the back seat to security. And this thing about a record or an album, a track that he's releasing, I don't know that that's him. I saw a few tweets directly from Sabu today, and it seemed like he might have been promoting someone else who was sort of speaking up the whole anti-sec movement. I could be wrong.
It felt to me like it was self-promotion. Like, and that wasn't that part of the Jester's docs was that he's like, dude, I know you fucking bought this domain for Beast 1333 or whatever, and you bought it like 2 days ago and blah, blah, blah. You know, and so I think he's just kind of like a closet entertainer. All these guys are just closet entertainers. They want to be, you know, basically internet phenoms. Like, I think they're willing to go to jail and be one of these people that will go to jail, serve a little time, get out, write a book, whatever, and be like a columnist for Gawker or some shit like all the other people that did it before them. I mean, it's kind of almost a gateway to a career in internet journalism, I guess.
When I first
saw LulzSec bring it up, he was already a writer. There's a difference between what Barrett was doing by stepping out and saying, okay, I'm the leader, right? Talk to me, interview me.
I was thinking more about Ken Polson or that guy, Polson?
Yeah, sure. That's who I'm thinking about. Yeah.
He's the model I'm thinking of, not Barrett Brown. He's kind of like trying to do it in reverse or whatever. But
he's just a writer.
Yeah, but that's who I was thinking about.
Well, Kevin's the one that didn't get banned, right?
One of these guys, the guy that wrote for, I think it was Wired Magazine, was an ex-hacker and now became a writer for Wired Magazine, and he got the interview with
Sabu.
Paulson.
Yeah. That's who I meant, Ken Paulson. Is it Ken Paulson or Kevin Paulson? Whatever the fuck.
Kevin Paulson.
Yeah,
and he was part of that whole. He was friends with Mitnick and fucking.
Yeah, all those guys. Yeah, those guys are. And Mitnick.
Yeah. When this movement, this LulzSec thing first rose up, what I saw was not these sort of political freedom fighters, but I saw people who were building a resume. Like, look, I can hack this thing and I can prove this security vulnerability. There were vulnerabilities in companies that they claimed to like, video game companies. That they just wanted a game to come out faster. And they said, look, we've got these vulnerabilities here. release this game faster, and we won't release the data, and we'll give it to you. And you guys just make that game happen faster. And I didn't see political activism in that. I saw people building a resume and doing exactly what you're saying.
A good lot of good resume does you when you're in fucking federal penitentiary. You know, I mean that's the thing. That's why, you know, I'm totally with Vince on the age range on these folks, because they're obviously not, they don't have any fucking neckbeards going for them, or they'd be a lot more low key. You know, there's no. Going to jail is a really shitty way to gain notoriety. I will just say that. Historically, going to prison is a shitty way to gain notoriety.
Yeah, but
Kyoto?
Haven't most of the, you know, hackers that have been caught been turned and, like, got jobs from it? I mean, isn't it very common?
Yeah, they're all consultants now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. They've all managed to do pretty well.
A lot of time spent in prison is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
I would say that maybe, and that's the question I was going to ask Kyoto, is maybe there's a line where once people started seeing what they were doing, these anonymous people who think that they're like really part of a movement, the people, and they start building up their egos and saying, you're a god, you're up there with Martin Luther King right now. If anything happens to you, there'll be outcry, there'll be riots in the streets. And I think maybe it got to their head, and just wondering if maybe you folks might share that opinion. That maybe they did cross that line where they said, okay, I could get a consultant job one day, but now on down the line, I see that maybe I can have my name on my face on a T-shirt.
Yeah, I think that does kind of go to their heads. I mean, that's something we actually here at Cali, we've actually talked, like, at a group meeting-ish kind of thing, because we actually all know each other in real life, and we kind of all got feeling like, you know, just, you know, like, you know, we got to kind of watch this kind of stuff. Was that off topic? Fuck.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear it that clearly. Could you maybe repeat that?
Yeah, go ahead. Say it again. It was kind of hard to hear what you said, Lulzsec. Say it again.
Well, basically, the whole, like, it going to their head kind of thing, that's actually something we actually, because all of us here at Cali, we all know each other in real life. We actually kind of all got together, and we talked about that, like, we got to make sure this doesn't happen, otherwise we know we're going to end up, like, such and such, and shit could go downhill really, really damn fast. And it was one of those, just kind of, like, fuck moments, like, this is going to be a really hard time. But, it can go to people's heads, just knowing that they can do this kind of shit.
I don't know that I don't see the clear connection to, like, a social movement in the guise of, like, MLK or Gandhi or one of those figures. I think it's more of an outlaw thing, honestly. And, you know, I think there's such a premium in our society, especially, you know, online, about creating content that people value, you know, that for me it's much more basic, and people were paying attention, and they gave a fuck what these guys were saying. You know, their tweets were culturally important, and I think that is the lure, right? When you start being more open with what you're doing. You're simply lulled, you know, lulled, for lack of a better expression, into a sense of importance around the rate of saturation of your content, and so there's a drive to produce more content, and the more content you create, the closer you get to being doxxed. Now, it's every step is another possibility for getting doxxed and out, and then you're done.
Especially when each step is more inflammatory than the last.
That's right. You've got to keep up in the ante, right? Because you're an outlaw, you know, and that's what people expect. I mean, you guys remember what the fuck was that guy's name? Colton Harris Moore. You remember this guy? Like, stole planes and shit, flew all over the country, broke in the Barefoot Bandit, they called him, and, like, ended up down in the Bahamas, flew a plane to the Bahamas, a stolen plane in the Bahamas, which is crazy. He was like an 18-year-old kid, from like 17, 18 years old, and he was just a fucking outlaw, you know, and people loved it. They loved it. And he said now, you know, of course he got banned down in the Bahamas because you can't really fly in and crash a plane fucking on an island and not get caught, right? And so he gets caught, and now he's all like, yeah, I just kept doing it because people, you know, was all over the news and da-da-da. And I think that's the lure, you know. Not the greater political point. Now, I also think that in terms of, you know, the kind of anon ops, you know, all that stuff that formed around the original, you know, the Scientology and all of that, and that spread into all the various projects, Egypt, Iran, et cetera. You know, I think there is some ideology, perhaps a legitimate element of solidarity with people that are being crushed under the wheel of their domestic systems, you know, political and economic. So, you know, I find more ideology there than a falsehood.
When Sabu first started out, in that same interview that I referenced earlier from the Wired magazine by the article by Paulson, Sabu intimated that what really hooked him into internet activism was there was this small country, and it turns out that maybe it wasn't his country. I think it was maybe Puerto Rico or Costa Rica, some South American country, where the United States was testing bombs. They were just blowing up bombs right on these people's land, like maybe 60 miles away from neighborhoods and stuff. There was big public outcry, and everybody was really against it, all the population. But, you know, the U.S. military, they don't give a damn. If they've got the contract for that land, they'll go and do it. But Sabu was hacking their internet, their personal intranets, and eventually the United States pulled out, and they weren't going to test their bombs there anymore. And he was able to say with a lot of confidence that it was because of his hacking their infrastructure. So it's hard for me to shake the idea that he's becoming an egomaniac. I think maybe he always was one. But at the same time, I think he was somebody who really believes in what he's doing. And maybe he has a right to be outspoken.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting he's an egomaniac. I'm saying that there is a lure, right? That there is a lure to put yourself out there more and more and more once you've started. Right, to fulfill the public demand for content or for, you know, culture creation, whatever you're doing. And, I mean, I've read about Vieques, and I don't, you know, I think that he is the one which been the, you know, the United States stopping bombing, that certainly sells short the Puerto Ricans, which is an American protectorate, not a country. But literally put their lives on the line by going out and placing themselves in the bombing range so that they couldn't bomb. Right? My reading has always been that was what stopped the bombing of the AKs. You fucking with Kyoto now. Alright, let's get it light. Can we lighten it up then? Jesus, I'm
getting depressed over here.
I like what you're saying. I think you're making him sound a lot more human. Than the fact
my
that you line credit
from the roof.
What? I like that.
What's that?
It makes him seem a lot more human. A writer for the Chronicle.su made a good point to me. He's listening right now that people like the people that we look up to, these heroes and these people that are basically idols, these holy untouchables, are actually human. And that Sabu would take credit for what these people are doing, just sort of leeching off of the fact that he would take credit for those people standing out in the bombing line, so they couldn't bomb. That had never occurred to me. And Billy told me a good story about Gandhi, how Gandhi used to get mad head from these women, and he would use his status
just, you know, to get crazy laid. And it was no secret that a lot of women came out and talked about it, and they weren't, like, mean or anything. They just, yeah, he used to like, get fucked and getting laid and getting a little noggin. Who doesn't? Why wouldn't Gandhi? And it made him feel a lot more
Billy's,
human.
You know, Billy's called into this show a couple of times.
That's why he wore the robe. They wore that robe, so he always had cock at the ready.
Oh, speaking of having cock at the ready, are you guys ready? We have a special surprise guest tonight, guys. You know, we're talking about hackers and basically enemies of the state in some people's eyes. And here to represent the state, we have now with us Janet Napolitano. Janet,
oh, God,
is
damn
that
it,
you?
Not her again.
Janet, is that you?
Oh, yeah. Janet is going there.
Hey, Janet, nothing much, just having a little show here on the internet, minding our own business, just kind of shooting the breeze with a couple of friends. What's going on with you, Janet?
I just got done putting away these hackers and stuff. I handed them over to Reno, and she took real good care of them.
Wait, you gave them to Janet Reno? Why would you give these hackers to Janet Reno?
We took them to the new Guantanamo Bay for hackers. It's called Reno Island. You don't get any internet. You can't check your Facebook statuses. You don't get to go on Twitter and tweet about which website you hacked. You just get TSA Central massages all day long.
Can I forego the massage and get the x-ray?
Well, you don't get an x-ray. You just get one of our attendants sticking the fist up your ass.
Oh, that's no problem. Kishu does that to me pretty much on the nightly, right, Kishu?
Fist.
What?
This is so true.
She uses a rubber fist.
Jesus Christ. Janet. Damn it. Janet. You're disgusting. Every time she calls, she just disgusts me even more than she did the first. Insane. So Janet, what do you think about this? So Janet, we were talking earlier about this guy Sabu, this LulzSec guy. He got doxxed by the Jester. Did you have anything to do with that? I've had my suspicions about the Jester, actually. Janet, is he a Fed? Does he work for you?
Well, he's actually an FBI informant. He gets hired by the Feds to find people in LulzSec, and we give him doggy treats.
Oh, did you just find another one there? What, did you just get messaged by him?
Oh, yeah. I just got a message from my informants saying they found the identity of some of these hackers. And they're really 12-year-old kids in the basement. Got nothing else better to do than to defy the government, defy my will.
Amazing. Well, you know, we have one of the LulzSecers on the line right now. You want to talk to LulzSec Callie for a second?
Let's get this traitorous scum on the air.
All right. Okay, LulzSec Callie, you're on with Janet Napolitano, the head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Hello there.
Listen, you need to quit breaking the law. We're going to find you.
My shiny metal ass, you
heard
this bitch.
We're going to find you sooner or later. And me and Reno, we're going to have to take our turns putting our fists up your ass.
Sounds like a good time.
I'm sure it is. You know, you visit a lot of those gay clubs a lot. Listen, me and Reno, we go to lesbian sex clubs. We have orgies in there. Sometimes Bill Clinton comes in there and he watches us fist fuck each other.
Sounds like an average day in a TSA-controlled airport.
Well, yeah. Did I tell you, every time you come in, we get one of our specially trained agents to give you the TSA Central massage. We make sure your balls get padded up real good.
Totally. Hey, Jenny, you want to know a fun fact?
What's that?
There was a time not so long ago, when I attempted to sign up for the U.S. military. Fun fact, children.
Was this during the time of the don't ask, don't tell?
Possibly, except that would be weird because I had a girlfriend, broke up with her a couple of days ago. Long story.
Listen, we accept gay people now. It's okay. You can come out to us. It's fine.
Indeed.
Just come out of the closet.
Although they did, they said I wasn't mentally fit for duty because I did not believe in religion. What did they know?
So you're saying you don't believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? What are you, some type of Muslim? You're a Muslim, aren't you? We're going to find you, and we're going to give you a Medal of Honor.
You're going to free the shit out of me, aren't you? You're going to free the shit out of my Muslim ass. Mm-hmm.
Said, listen, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to be spending eternity watching Reno fist fuck you up your ass.
Oh, that sounds like such a fun time. I bet you would love to do that, too.
Yeah, that's right. Jay Nappy don't take no guff.
You know, seeing that Lilsa Callie has already been doxxed, shouldn't Jay Nappy already have her fist up his
ass? He hasn't been doxxed
yet.
So I think
you're lacking love.
He's under a pseudonym in the gay community.
Oh, my.
Very well, then. Hey, let's check in with Warthog117. Warthog117, you're back on. What's up?
Hey, guy.
Hello, Vince. I'm JFK, and these dirty communists are violating America.
I'm sorry, you said you're JFK?
Yeah, I'm the ghost of John F. Kennedy.
The ghost of John F. Kennedy, and you're calling through Warthog117's Skype account? Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct, sir. Now, these dirty communists are hacking our computers. We will find them and deal with these communists.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sure.
Was there a second sniper in the ground signal?
Of course. It was me. Haven't you ever watched Red Dwarf?
Oh, my God.
Anything?
This is JFK. We have a dead Kennedy with us. Are you kidding me?
Of course, sir. I met my brother in heaven.
Wow. If you want to join us here on this cavalcade of mediocrity, I call it disorderly conduct. We've got 12 minutes left. 347-826-7667 is the number.
Whatever the small problem, I'm having a party in heaven with a Bin Laden. So, bye.
Oh, okie dokie. All right. Thanks, JFK. Checking in from...
they should have assassinated him a long time ago.
I was in Cathedral Z.
Listen.
Yeah.
I got some new information I found out about Lulzak Cali. His favorite activity is to go munging. You one of your ex-boyfriends told me you like to go munging. Do you guys know what munging is? I had a briefing about this today.
Oh, really? What does it mean? Just go ahead and tell us.
You go to the graveyard with four of your buddies. And you dig
what?
Up a corpse.
What?
Oh, God.
Afterwards, one of them puts the mouth over the vagina. Someone jumps out the stomach, shooting all the cum and maggots into the...
Janet, come on. Composure, Janet. Come on.
Into the...
Jesus Christ, come on.
In the person's mouth, they... and then they
good
talk, it's good and full of protein.
Lord.
Oh, my.
All right, let's take another call here.
Lots of good things. Actually, it's a really good wrinkle reducer, I'm not going to lie. A lot of women don't know, but if you put cum on your face and you, like, sleep with it there at night, you know, reduce
what?
Your wrinkles.
What the fuck are you talking about? That's fucking...
very true. Not that I do it. I'm just saying.
Not that
true.
I do it or anything.
Maybe I have done it. But.
Whatever.
Here's a fun fact for men. The more, if you have at least 350, I think, orgasms a year, you live at least 4 years longer. So.
Nice. So that means have sex or fap every day.
Yep.
I don't get down like that.
Well, then you're not living for 4 more years. Congratulations.
I don't get down like that.
All right, let's take another call. Area code 571, you're on the air. What's up?
What the fuck are you guys talking about, Jester and Paul?
Oh, hey, I told you. Mama. I told you if you stuck around, if you hung around long enough, Melissa Hopkins would call in, and there she is.
I'm a fucking night owl, so, I'm in here. I actually, you know, took a little nap, woke up just to come on your fucking show, and I'm hearing this Jester guy, and who's the fuck else?
Oh no, we're talking about hackers. No, one of the major hackers in the LulzSec crew, the original LulzSec crew got doxxed by the Jester. It's major news on the interwebs. This is huge. We're talking about it with an expert panel. I've got an expert panel and you're hating on me? What the fuck?
Well, why are you talking about balls and stuff? Why are you letting this guy in the air if he's the guy that's fucking hacking everything?
Dude, I've got Janet Napolitano, the head of...
I can smell the booze coming through my computer right now.
Like, yeah, I haven't met Janet Napolitano before. Like, I don't know what her accent would be. She's from fucking Arizona, asshole.
She's pretty mad about God being different.
You thought I would I'd come on the show and be boring tonight, didn't you?
I was telling my friend here, who's a new caller, a new listener to the show, old Brutus.
Hi, Melissa.
I was telling him about the show, and I was like, stick around, bro. At some point, one of my regular drunk listener/callers will call in, usually it'll either be Melissa or Goofy Bone, and Goofy Bone's in jail, so that only leaves Melissa, and sure enough, here she is, calling from the road, and she hung up. Where the hell did she go? Oh, no, wait, there she is.
Melissa.
No, sorry. I hit the keypad, sorry.
Somebody ask her if she kept the buckshot from her grandmother's corpse.
You don't have to answer that, Melissa. It's all good. So where are you now? What part of the country are you in now? If ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, for those of you who are new listeners, Melissa Hopkins has been a D.C. operative for the last, decade or so, and she's picking up and moving back to her roots in Oregon, where she's going to be reunited with her family, and she's taken her two sons with her on a cross country journey back to Oregon. And last time we talked to her was last night. The night before, she was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and she was talking about how she had seen Vince Gill, and did a little social engineering, got herself backstage at Vince Gill, and God knows where she is now. Melissa, where are you now?
So am I on the air? I'm sorry, my cheekbone hit the off.
What part of the country? Where are you calling from tonight? What part of the country?
I'm in fucking Oklahoma City.
Oh shit! No kidding. That's awesome. What's going on in Oklahoma?
I haven't been here in 20 years. It has grown so much. I can't even believe it. It's unbelievable. I was blown away how different it looks, but. I am driving all the way from Oklahoma City to Albuquerque, Mexico.
Oklahoma City has grown up. You know who you have to thank for that is the demolition crew from the 90s. Was that guy McVeigh?
Well, I think it was all the government funding after the Oklahoma City bombing in 93 or 94, I think. Very much.
Yeah.
Were you a part of that, by the way?
Me? I was.
What? What?
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes to go, so pretty much anything goes at this point. Melissa, before we get going here, where are you headed to next, and when's your next show?
I am doing a show actually here from Oklahoma City tomorrow. I'm going to have a great musician I met in Nashville. He's going to be on the show tomorrow.
so I'm doing it from my hotel in Oklahoma City. And he's going to be a guest on the show. And I'm hoping to have a second special guest as well. I'm not going to announce it until I can confirm it. But, yeah, getting up in the morning and doing my show.
All right. Well, if I can wake up in time, I'll check it out.
You should. Because you know what I'm doing. You know my show is politics, life, law, and culture. And this whole two-week drive across the country has been about 5% politics and the rest culture. So I'm sorry if you missed it, but it's been a wild ride.
Hey, I've been across the country several times, and it's a beautiful place. We are really blessed to live in such a beautiful land. And I think it's great that you and your kids are getting to explore it once more for all of us. It's great. And I'm glad that you keep checking in with us, Melissa, and I hope you'll continue to do so.
And can I just say, I am driving in a Prius across country, and I have three boys, 9, 10, and 11, who have to sit in the back seat for 10 hours at a time, and they have never complained. They are having the frickin' time of their lives. They're meeting all these people. This is why I took the southern route. If I took the northern route, I could get to Oregon in 3 days. Take the southern route, takes 14 days. But it's because I got to meet all these great new people. And my kids, I think, will remember it for the rest of their lives.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, thanks a lot, Melissa. I appreciate the love, Melissa Hopkins. It's all good in the hood, honey. We got to give some quick little rundown here and say goodbye to everybody before we get out of here. We got, 3 minutes to go. let's see. Lil Sec Cali, thanks for coming out tonight. Any quick parting thoughts before we say goodnight?
Google hashtag anti-sec. Follow me on Twitter at Lil Sec Cali. Good luck to Sadhu, that's one thing. I don't know what to say. I don't know a lot of stuff. Follow Anonymous and me and Lulz, I can help the internet world thing. Pancakes, Melissa has a Prius that's gay. End of story.
It's totally gay, I agree. Kishu, any parting thoughts from you?
Oh, thanks for having me as always, and I love you, and yeah, my day turned out to be a little better. The show was fun, very interesting, awesome callers, props to all of you guys.
Cool.
Hate Fiend, because I can't remember your other name. I can remember Hate Fiend, because it's
He goes by Old Brutus.
Old Brutus, yeah. Old Macaulay, Wild Goose, Adu. Melissa Hopkins. Oh, Melissa. I don't remember who else called in, but...
That's okay. Yeah. We'll take care of them. We got to go, dude. I got to say goodbye to... Who else? Old Brutus. Old Brutus. Yeah, dude. Anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
Yes, I really appreciate you having me on. I'd just like to say to all your listeners and all our readers out there, please, for the love of God, do us all a favor... Stop coming to the Chronicle.su for the news. Inform yourself, and then come to the Chronicle.
Nice. Well said.
You run a good show here, Vince.
Yeah, man, you're welcome to check in with us anytime and give us, if there's anything you want us to give us a scoop on or give us your analysis on, you're welcome to stop in anytime, bro.
It's greatly appreciated. I'm sure I'll be back.
All right, dude. Good times. And, of course, really quick... Janet Napolitano, parting thoughts.
I'd like to present an award to Melissa Hopkins for this DUI in history.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Succinct, to the point, and I appreciate all the calls. If I missed anybody, I'm sorry. I want to thank the Jew, Kishu, Lulsa, Cali, Wild Goose, Kyoto, Old Brutus, Melissa Hopkins, and, of course, Janet Napolitano for... servicing me here on the airwaves, and it was a great show. Thanks to everybody who called in and listened, and shouts out to Sabu. No hard feelings, man. I hope you keep doing what you do until you don't. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Nighty night, kiddos. Peace out.
Thank you very nice.